Channel 2 Right and continuation of Visit Suzanne this Thursday, the 19th of August, 1971. Channel 2 Right and continuation of Visit with Suzanne after lunch this Thursday, the 19th of August, 1971.
David didn't know he was the
worst in the
world.
See, the only tape I've looked at. Mm-hmm. I played that over. Mm-hmm. I want to see what's on it. And especially wanted to look at what Rick was saying. And it was right this morning. But I couldn't write like that to him. I'll show you a little notice. What are we talking about?
Compulsion.
No, I just had Suzanne say while you were going, you see, she opened up that nice, beautiful little they had with their grandfather, and she couldn't do that, you see, when she was writing with me, and she could see that she didn't do it.
Yeah, the closest I ever came to that, well, I thought, when I handed in, I thought, well, this is really good. What does that think about my father? But I can see that I made the same mistake there I made when I wrote about Mr. Jarrett, and I guess it's what Ruth does, and I just begin to realize. You know, I don't let Jarrett talk for himself.
And you didn't let your father.
And,
you see, it was all there in my mind, the whole thing. And I could see what losing that dog meant to him. And so I just kind of put it down. Anybody can see it too, and they can.
Yeah.
Because it's not in their mind. So you have to.
Well, I tell you, it's scholarly in another way too. You have to create the attitude where you can look, and also you have to learn to touch the experience without all the heavy statements.
Yeah.
So that's another isn't that awful? Yeah, it's so much harder than it seems, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fun. I think it's fun. Now.
You know what Debbie was saying last night when she was reading some of the things Suzanne wrote? She said, this is so good. She said, I know that she could write a term paper, or I could just turn them out. You know, you can. But this is not it. And she could see
She saw that right off.
She
wanted to say it may come.
No.
So much more difficult.
I think it's easy. But you know, it's a funny thing, guy. I guess you and Faye are the only ones who've ever read anything I've read. Jim's never read anything. And I can't stand for Jim to read anything. It just, the minute he looks at the first paragraph, I can't go on with it. I guess he laughed at me.
The Georgia expedition. How long has that been brewing?
Since the end of July last year. That's when they bought the land.
Well, it led up to it though.
No,
sir. Beforehand.
All that they had ever said was when they'd go up to visit Betty and Charlie, Betty and Charlie would joke and say, y'all ought to settle up here when you retire.
Yeah.
That's all that was said. And Bew would joke back and say, well, if you can find me. And I never heard this, and they never said exactly what his requirements were, but a land didn't cost too much. And was, you know, about 10 acres where you could have a couple of head of stock. And the taxes wouldn't be too high or something like that. Okay, I'll buy. So Charlie took him up on it.
Yeah.
And he had one of his students, his father was in real estate agent. And when they were up there last summer, they just started driving around North Georgia looking for a piece of land.
Yeah, but now you made contact with him yourself. In my mind, it's through the Western music.
Yeah, that's when I
when you started looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, you're able to see.
Well, it's not. I mean, I've looked at my family, different people in all my life, but that doesn't mean I really. I mean, I can see them, but the Western music made me conscious of the fact that I was doing it.
You could see him in different light.
Yeah.
Now you did that one time. You came in one time, and you were right enthusiastic about it. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the next time you came, you were cautious.
Yeah. I remember because of Johnny Cash. What I was thinking of was that. This idea, well, you talk about somebody and you might say something that's, even though you like them and you only admire somebody, you can still see the faults or some, you know, things that, I guess, you know, that you said cookie. I can't think of the word. What'd you say we did with cookie?
Condescending,
yeah. And I thought, well, if Jim thinks I'm condescending toward his parents, that's not going to go over very well. And I'm not. Or I try not to be, you know, because I do like him a lot. But, you know, the report might come out that way. It might sound that way to him. And that's, he didn't hear it. No, you see, he didn't even know about it. It's just, I got, you know, if he ever heard me. Certainly, well, it might hurt his feelings.
Well, then you realized, too, as you told me, I don't know the other little guy, that Bew would leave when you talked about taping.
Jim told me that. When we were taping his grandparents, he left. He wouldn't stay, even to listen. And Jim says he thinks it's because his father just didn't want to be there with the tape. His father's, I guess, a very retiring sort of person. In a lot of ways. But anyway, that's why I came back. And I was trying, I guess, to defend him and say, well, Johnny Cash, you know, he's in country music and lots of people watch him who aren't country, you know. That sort of thing.
That is a pressure on you. Keep your mind working.
Yeah, I guess.
And to keep you from the river scene.
Yeah.
Well, now, I might do the same thing to Jim. Now, I can see the faults in my parents, and I see their shortcomings and all, but I don't want him to see it. Well, I don't mind if he sees it, as long as he doesn't say anything about it. You know, I can jump on my mother all I want, but I don't want him to. You know, even if he sees it, I don't want him to say anything about it. It's like I wouldn't say anything to him about his parents. Yeah, I know, but you see, I got afraid that time that just talking about him would be that, you know, the idea that I was being critical rather than the sense of criticizing.
Now, what it winds up as, Suzanne, now I'm not thinking of you, I'm thinking of all of you. You see, you get a glimpse of what it is to be mental and be able to see experience, and then you're snuffed out, and you never make it again. And you get a job, you see, teaching in the second grade or the 10th grade, freshman or whatever it is, and you're locked in again.
Yeah,
and you never can get out. So you can't keep out yourself. You've got to have considerable trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's what makes me nervous at night, I guess. Because I'm afraid I won't be able to keep out, and it just.
Well, you just get nervous when your children go to the swimming pool. You see, that's what it amounts to. That's where
yeah.
You put the energy. It's rather difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, because I mean, I have to make sure that. You know, I keep things on even keel with Jim, too. I don't want him to feel left out. And sometimes he does. He thinks that, you know, that I put this before I put him. And I guess sometimes I do. I mean, you know, like getting home late to cook supper or something like that. And, you know, he just gets his feelings hurt sometimes. It's, I don't think it's just Jim. I think any person would be that way, probably. And it's not all the time.
Well, your family's too small.
It's small.
It's not just living with Jim. It's living with people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Debbie said last night. She just knew too many people.
Yeah, well...
Well, the closer you are to people, the more careful you have to be.
Well, let me tell you. When I said that your family's too small, I was thinking about Margaret Mead. You see, there's just the two of you. You've got to absorb all the blows the two of you have. Now, if you had your sister living with you, or your aunt, or your cousin, or somebody, or if you was living right next door to Uncle Eddie, you wouldn't have so much.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give a damn whether you came home or not. He'd go over and eat with Aunt Clovis.
Aunt Mosa.
Yeah. Now you see that's you see how much there is.
Yeah.
Every family in a house of his own.
You see how much there is. You see, to know in order to keep society from closing in on you. Isn't that awful? It'll close in on you. And Alfred won't keep it closing in on you.
He'll help it.
Yeah, he'll help it. Yeah, he'll close it in. He'll close it in if he can. And all of them up there the same way. They won't, they mean, you know, who was it, every man? Looking for someone to rely upon. And it was only the Lord, and even the Lord, you see. Well, the big family, at least, you know, something like that,
yeah.
is
But it's still loose a little bit.
Yes, it gives you just a little.
Suzanne, you see, like we've been, we've always considered Senator the Parkers, who are our family, my mother's age. It never occurs to us that there's any difference in our ages. They level us off all right,
yeah.
But we have leaned on them for a great many things. I never considered that young people come out here to please us, because we've worked with young people. I think we have as much to offer as young people have to us. This old business of placating the old people, you see, isn't in our vocabulary. And I think Suzanne understands that, because I think she enjoys older people and will find.
Well, I always have. I've always been. I never was, you know, had very many friends my own age. I'd usually maybe have one real good girlfriend. But,
Let me tell you, Suzanne, I keep thinking, before you get, like you say, I'm trying to avoid the same term, before you get committed, you see, to a particular job, before the job gets a hold of you, you see, If you can prolong that somehow or other, that interim, you see, to where you can do a piece of work, where you can see what you're doing. I see, mostly so far, yours is just a little extension of what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had your own subject, your own territory, and work into it, and make something of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make a damn whether it's good or not, you see. You're not striving for excellence. You're striving for a way of life. And in Jim's case, I misjudged him. I thought he was farther along than he is. I thought he could work better than he does. But his daddy's done most of the work, and he's watched him. If he had a chance to just, I don't give a damn what it is, but stay out of an office.
Yeah.
And just take hold, I don't care what it is. I think that would be something he'd always doing good. Always doing good. Just hard work. Now, I was a little bit disappointed with Nick last time he was here, last year. He got to sleep. And you see, I don't have any control over that, unless things moving, you see, I'm no alarm clock. And,
in other words, let me say something. Unless the ranch is and I have to use the word discipline, unless the ranch is a kind of discipline that you get up and move.
Yeah.
If you're going to lie in bed till 10 o'clock and then look at the television until 1:30 in the morning,
yeah,
you might as well be in an apartment in town.
Yeah.
And that's not what we run.
Yes. I had that television out there to look at the documentaries. But hell, they could look at the family fair.
So, you know, you wonder what they've
learned,
what they've looked at.
Well, it's all right, you know. It's perfectly all right.
It doesn't matter.
You see, Jim and I grew up evidently vastly different than you did. We grew up with TVs, and the simple fact that there's no, you know, you come home, you've got the whole evening, once you finish your homework, what do you do?
Yeah.
You don't talk.
Yeah.
You sit there and watch TV.
Yeah.
Or you read.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's why we created this little world out here, for you to see another world.
That's right.
And I used, you know, I would usher for the symphonies on Tuesday night, and the opera on Thursday, and, you know, that was, I really enjoyed it.
Let me tell you something. Sister, I said, Miss Daisy, you really got wet Saturday. They told me that, and she told them about it. You know, I said it's a good thing your sister wasn't here. That transfers her to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
So we held that for open for a while, and she couldn't talk about her sister. She didn't say anything innocent about her sister, except that her sister talked. They just talked. Said her sister would sing or something, and she'd come in there and say, I don't know what she calls Daisy.
Sister.
Daisy calls her babe.
Uh-huh.
And she called Daisy sister.
Uh-huh.
Sister, are you asleep? I got something to tell you. And they go out there and brew some coffee and sit there and talk an hour or two in the middle of the night. Now, you ever see anything like that? And you see, all your background, nobody has done that. Isn't that amazing, Fay? And this poor old decrepit nigger woman down here, cookie says, poor soul.
And it's a stuttering. They weren't just stuttering. They really had a
good time. Oh, yeah. Now you get your stuff together. It's time to go.
Am I going?
Suzanne's got it.
Take some out of the freezer.
We work hard to keep our children on the track. You know, track. We don't get very far, but we work it. It's too many things to play with.
I don't know how it is. You somehow or other, you've got to have an institution on your side, and I have never been able to get anyone here to work along with me. The only thing they'll do is put you down for class. I could get along better, you see, if I was in some little old hip school. Because
right.
They would do anything you wanted to do. And I think other departments would.
You should say, Suzanne, I'll give you a grade at the end of summer. I would have done it.
Yes.
I would have done it.
That's right. That's right.
It.
That's
and
right.
And it's a little deflating to think that that's what would have done it.
Huh?
It's a little deflating. Jim would have seen that you'd have done it. And it's a little deflating to see.
Well, you see, so what Suzanne has been facing a if you can't see it all, and you see the side of manipulating, she's a little young for it.
She manipulates us.
Well, in a minor way, nothing like this. But
all those papers she's going to get you.
You know, it's a very simple thing. I don't need that. It's a very simple thing. If somehow you could say to them, I've got to do some research on my own. I registered for this course, but I want to do my own research. You see, you just got to use terminology. Yeah. And I don't know what it is, because you see, I haven't played the game here. I've just taken my medicine. They don't pay me the thing. I just take my medicine, duck out. They don't pay much attention to me. And that's the only way I've been able to do it. And you see, if I had been an organization man, you wouldn't have got any of this. So, oh Lord. Mr. Walden's had nothing like this to face. But she lived toward it. She worked toward it.
She had to push herself too, didn't she? I mean, from what I understand, it didn't come easy.
No.
She had to.
That's right. If you just,
had the gumption.
You know, you could read that in the Cross Creek. Every little juncture there was a crisis, almost. Where it was uncertain whether she'd hold on or not. That's right. But now, you see how much these things open up from this way of looking at it. If you get away from this, just... Oh, it's, you can just get away from this. You gotta have the help of the institution. If somehow you can bend over.
Now,
this is Channel 2 Right around 500, the end of the visit with Suzanne. This Thursday, the 19th of August, 1971. Channel 2 Right, around 500, and the end of the visit with Suzanne. After lunch, this Thursday, the 19th of August, 1971. And the end of the visit with Suzanne, Channel 2, right, around 500, this Thursday, the 19th of August, 1971.